Time now for My Unsung Hero, our series from the team at the Hidden Brain podcast. My Unsung Hero tells the stories of people whose kindness left a lasting impression on someone else. Today's story comes from Eric Schwartz. In 1977, when Schwartz was 15 years old, his mother unexpectedly took her own life. A few days later, Eric's father decided to take him and his older brother from their small hometown in New York State to Florida for a week.
My dad thought it was the right place to go to get away from any reminder of my mom or anybody that we knew in town, just to kind of regroup and recover and kind of figure out what was next. But eventually I had to go back to school, and it was awkward. I mean, everybody knew in town what had happened, and I wasn't really excited to go back to school. I didn't want to talk about it. And I think it's awkward, too, for teachers when they encounter a student who had lost a parent, but especially awkward, I think, in my case, because of the way my mother had died. So most teachers that day really didn't say anything. And again, I wasn't surprised. And frankly, I really wasn't interested in having a conversation about it at the time. That all changed when I went into chorus practice with Dr. V, that's how he was known. So it's a bunch of people standing in a room in chorus practice, and at the end, you have to file out through a set of double doors that are sitting next to the piano where he was seated. And so just by chance on that last day, I was one of the last people out of the room. And as I was walking by, he stood up from behind the piano, grabbed me, and pulled me into a bear hug. And he didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything, and really we didn't need any words. I knew he cared about me, and that he felt my pain, and that's really all that mattered. When I needed it most, my unsung hero, Dr. V, was there with a kind of an emotional gesture that really stuck with me for the rest of my life. And so in the ensuing years, I've tried to pass along that gesture to people that I encounter that maybe in pain or hurting or in trouble and need to know without any words that there's someone there who actually cares.
Listener Eric Schwartz, around 20 years after Eric received that hug, he reconnected at a high school reunion with Dr. V, whose full name was Renato Vellutino. Eric says he got to tell Dr. V how much that moment meant to him, and they both got teary-eyed. Renato Vellutino died in late 2023 at the age of 91. If you or a loved one are struggling with thoughts of suicide, help is available. Text or call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. You can find more stories of unsung heroes and learn how to submit your own at hiddenbrain.org.
Support for My Unsung Hero comes from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org.